Vice Chairman Mitchell, are you ready to go?
Good to go, thank you.
Commissioner Gilman, are you ready to go?
Ready to go, thank you.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. We are at item number 22. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration of letters of interest for appointment of planning commissioners to serve a term representing Precinct 1, Virginia City District, Precinct 5, Virginia City Highlands District, and Story County at-large position on the Story County Planning Commission. I'm going to defer to Kathy on this.
Good morning again, everybody. So we have, the Planning Commission has three openings as of January 2021. We have Precinct 5, which represents the Virginia City Highlands District. We have Precinct 1, which is the Virginia City District, and then we have an at-large position. Our Precinct 1, we received one letter of interest. We're still pending that review. We may be looking at further recruitment, so there's no recommendation for that position today. So we're looking at representatives from Precinct 5 and Precinct, the at-large position. We received five letters of interest, three for the at-large position. So for the at-large position, we had Larry Prater, James Umbach, and Gwen Buck. And then for the Precinct 5 position, we had Summer Pellet and Mindy Dallas. And I believe we included all their letters of interest with the packet that went out to you. Planning staff interviewed all five people. We were very impressed with everybody. We were happy to see their enthusiasm and their willing to serve the Story County community. And we wish we had a position for everybody. But unfortunately, we don't. We had to pick two people. So based on the interviews that we had, the submitted information, and our knowledge of the applicants, planning staff is recommending Summer Pellet to represent Precinct 5, which is in Virginia City Highlands, and Larry Prater to serve the at-large position. Ultimately, the decision is up to you, and you do have that information in front of you, but that's based on the knowledge and the information that we have.
Thank you, Kathy. I'm going to go to public comment first before I reach out to my fellow commissioners. Is there any public comment from either the applicants or anyone in attendance regarding this item? I'll give it just a minute here. All right, not seeing any public comment, I'm going to reach out to Commissioner Gilman first. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Kathy regarding this item?
I think they have a lot of great applicants here, and I'm certainly in line with the folks that they've identified. Larry brings a plethora of time and term and energy to that seat, and so certainly there's no one that has spent more time getting ready to represent carefully. Some of the other applicants that are there, I'm encouraged by a Lockwood applicant, been a long time since somebody from Lockwood has served up here on the commission. So I'm open to the discussion with my other commissioners. I don't think we can make a bad choice, but I do think there's some options on the table.
Thank you, Commissioner Gilman. I do agree. Vice Chairman Mitchell.
Yeah, thank you. I echo the same sentiments. Super pleased to see all the applicants and impressed with their qualifications. Thankful for staff taking the time to do some review on this. And I'm open to the discussion as well. We planning commissioners is in many ways a thankless job. They do a lot of the heavy lifting for us and delving into some of these development issues that come before us that helps us make good informed decisions. And so I'd like to discuss and kind of see where you other gentlemen are at and what we want to do going forward.
Jay, if I may, Lance Gilman back here.
Go for it.
you know, a comment from my position as history. This is my third term sitting on the seat, so I've had 8 years and a lot of history. But I will tell you that I'm going to echo exactly what Commissioner Mitchell said. This planning commissioner group is, in my opinion, critical in the overall operation at our county board, and they make our challenges infinitely less painful. And with the knowledge they all bring to the table from the standpoint of thoroughly analyzing a lot of these applications that come through, these folks are invaluable. And I really want to comment on what a wonderful job. And of course, Kathy is there leading the charge and chatting with everybody. So our decision making is much, much simpler and proper right on because we have these folks behind us. So again, we have some great applicants here. I certainly support Summer 100%. My goodness, that young lady has a plethora of application and background and history with her. So I'm open to a discussion.
All right. You both have said your piece. I'm going to chime in here for a moment. First of all, not to repeat what you both said, but I'm extremely pleased to see the number of applicants that have applied for these positions. I'm glad that we're waiting a little bit longer just to see if anybody is looking to fill that position. I'm in Virginia City. Regarding the current applicants, you know, I would say this is probably one of the tougher decisions that we will have to make, I think. I personally know virtually every applicant out there, and they all bring their own gifts to the Planning Commission, if you will. Gwen has quite a background. I know James has a decent background as well. Larry has been with us since 1998. So for that at large position, honestly, I'm torn. Having to pick out of those three, I would say that to me, the most important thing for the at-large position is that Lockwood has some representation. I truly wish that we had a place for all these individuals because, again, I think they bring a lot to the table. And honestly, to me, it simply comes down to one thing, and that would be that, Lockwood has some representation. I would hate to pass up on Gwen or Larry for that reason, but to me, it really does only come down to that. There's a lot of growth at the industrial park. Chris Thompson has been very kind with his time serving on the Planning Commission. But again, like Lance, you said, we have not seen somebody from Lockwood for as long as I know. I think it is extremely important that somebody from Lockwood is representing the community, especially as the business park continues to grow. They are the closest community there to the business park. And so having representation in Lockwood, I think, is extremely important. I'm sad that it comes down to that. But honestly, for me, that's what it comes down to at this point. Regarding the position in the Highlands, to me, Summer brings a wealth of planning education, planning knowledge. As most know, she worked for the City of Sparks for quite some time in the planning department. I would say that Summer is probably my vote for the Virginia City Highlands District. Purely because of location, that James would be the choice for the at-large position. With that, I'm going to defer back to my fellow commissioners and see how you feel about my comments.
For Jay Lance here, and from my perspective, I do support what you've been discussing. I think Summer's invaluable. I really appreciate, admire, and respect her seat there. And certainly Larry, again, after so many years. However, I have always been in favor of expanding all of our interests into the various neighborhoods. And certainly Lockwood needs a seat at the table, and Mark Twain at that point, as a matter of fact. But I support Summer and James in this situation, so I'll defer to Commissioner Mitchell, but you all know where I stand.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Gilman. Anything, Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, I think those are great points, and I'm happy to go with the recommendation from each other.
All right. Well, it sounds like everybody is kind of on the same page here. Before I ask for a motion, I would like to note, Larry's service since 1998. As you both have stated, it is a thankless job. They do so much of the work to vet these companies and obviously give us their recommendations. If we're going to go this route, I would like to possibly throw the idea out there that we would be able to get Larry a plaque of some sort to commemorate his decades of service to Story County. If you both are okay with that and there's a way to work that into the motion, I think that's a very important part of our decision, being a volunteer myself for my HOA, I know that, it's very difficult being a volunteer because you really do give your time. I know they get a very small stipend, but in my opinion, it doesn't cover some of the decisions that they have to make. Last year was a great example. A lot of big decisions came across their board. I would like to make sure that Larry's service is recognized by the county.
And Chair, I'm happy to include that. Keith, are we okay including something along those lines into a motion like this?
Yes, I think you're fine.
All right, thank you. All right. Well, then, I guess I'll go ahead and make a motion if you're ready for that, Chair.
Vice Chair, I just saw Summer throw her camera on. Summer, did you have anything to say before we move forward? Got on mute. We can't hear you, unfortunately.
No, my computer has a severe lag, so I wasn't trying to take my camera off. I apologize.
No problem. Well, it's nice seeing you anyway. All right, Vice Chairman Mitchell, you are free to go.
All right. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to reappoint Summer Pellett to represent Precinct 5 on the Virginia City Highlands District, and to appoint James Umbach to represent Story County at large position on the Story County Planning Commission. Additionally, I would move that we instruct staff to prepare a proper thank you to Commissioner Prager for his many years of service.
I'll second that motion.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, did you do public comment?
I believe I did.
Okay, apologize for not catching that.
That's all right. I asked the applicants or anybody in the audience if there were any comments. All right, so we have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you again to all the applicants, and hope to see you next time there's an open position. All right, item number 23 is for discussion and possible action. File 2021-01, consideration and possible action of grant of easement to NV Energy for utilities within portions of the Union and L Street right-of-way, Virginia City, Story County, Nevada. D.A. Loomis, or
this
Kathy?
Is me again.
Yep.
Kathy.
Yep.
like you said, this is for an easement in the L Street and Union Street rights of way for NV Energy. This is being caused because there's an existing power pole on private property and they're wanting to develop that property with the residents, and so this is needing to be moved. And because they have to be moving it, it needs to go into the public right-of-way, which is a more appropriate spot for it. NV Energy doesn't have a blanket easement type of use here within Virginia City, so we're kind of doing these case by case. And so for this site, this is the easement that's being proposed. The Public Works Department has also reviewed this and doesn't have any issues with it. So staff is recommending approval.
Thank you, Kathy. Is there any public comment regarding this item? All right, I don't see anybody. Commissioners, do you have any questions for Kathy?
No questions. Thanks.
I don't have any questions either. So, Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you like to entertain a motion, please?
Absolutely. In accordance with the recommendation from staff, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve a grant of easement number 2021-01 to NV Energy for utilities location within portions of Union Street and L Street rights of way, Virginia City, Surrey County, Nevada.
I'll second that motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Kathy. Moving on to item number 24, this is for discussion and possible action. First reading of Bill number 125, Ordinance 20-314, text amendments to Story County Code, Title 17, Zoning District E, Estate, F, Forestry, and NR, Natural Resources, which includes modifications and clarifications regarding the minimum floor area. Text amendments to the P, Public Zone, for modification and clarification of setbacks and other properly related matters. Date of second reading will be February 2nd, 2021. Kathy?
Yes, thank you again. So this is the first reading to the update to the resident size. As many of you are aware, we've talked about this before, this topic came out of the update that we did to Title 17 this past fall. This was one that needed a little bit more research, so we went ahead with the other updates, and then we're coming back to this. So with working with the Planning Commission and other county staff, we've come up with what the recommendation feel should be for changes to the resident size for the county. What is proposed through planning staff and the Planning Commission is that we recommend a minimum house size of 401 square feet, that it be allowed in the zoning districts that have a minimum of the 40-acre size, and that there be a minimum of 12 feet wide dimension on any side, that it be placed on a permanent foundation, and that it still must meet all building code requirements. So what that would be then is forestry, estate zoning, which is 40 acres, or natural resource zones would be the ones that would be amended to allow the 401 square foot size, and with all these other restrictions included. The minimum 12-foot wide dimension was done because there was a concern about having something too small that could be just placed onto the back of a truck and disappear. There was concerns with the assessor's office that real property could disappear overnight, and then the property, it changes how the assessment is for the property. So there was concerns about that. The Planning Commission felt that having a 12-foot wide minimum would take care of that, because once you get to 12 foot, you're talking about NDOT permits that you need and certain restrictions on how you're moving stuff on roadways. So this update here is proposing to amend the estate zoning, the forestry zoning, and natural resource zonings with this language. There is one other change, which was to the public zone. After we made all those changes in the fall, we found that there's a chart in the public zone that lists all the residential setbacks. And so we changed some of those setbacks in the other zoning districts. We didn't change the public zone. So this is just an update to change that to match all the other districts. The last thing I have is, if you are recommending approval for this or desiring to approve this. I do have a change to the estate zoning. It's the second to the last page of your whole packet where we missed adding some of the numbers. So I would make that clarification and definitely would be there before the second reading. So I'm happy to answer any questions you might have. I think we've had some fairly lengthy discussions with Planning Commission meetings, and I know some of you have attended those, but I'm happy to answer any questions of the public or that you might have.
Thank you, Kathy. Let's go to the public and see if there are any public comments regarding this item. All right, not seeing anybody. My fellow commissioners have any questions?
I have no questions, Jay. Thank you.
Thank you, Lance.
Kathy, could you just clarify what it is that you mentioned at the very end there about if that's something that we need to address at this time, or is it something that can just be corrected for the second reading as far as some of the numbers that you need to state now?
I'm happy to address it at this meeting and add that language in. On the estate zone, there's a chart that talks about the minimum floor area and the front, rear, and side setbacks. And we were changing the language in the E40VR, which is one of the rows in this chart. There's also an E40 row that we didn't change, and so I'd be proposing to change the language in the E40 row to match the language we have proposed in the E40VR row.
Got it. Thank you. By way of comment, I'll just say that I support these changes. I was involved in a lot of these conversations, and I think it's a move in the right direction. My personal preference is down the road for it to be a broader change to a lower minimum, but I think this is a good first step, and lets us then get a feeling for how well it's working, and then potentially we can bring it back for a look at making the same change to some of the other zoning designations.
Thank you, Vice Chairman Mitchell. I will say that I was privy to most of the conversations by way of attending the Planning Commission meetings. I was glad to see the discussion that took place, and I think this is definitely a move in the right direction. So, with that said, I'm going to check with D.A. Loomis on how we want to handle the first reading of this, if you want Kathy to make those amendments today, or if we can do that at a later date.
Well, the first thing we have to do is read the title into the record, and I assume you have that in front of you, Kathy. Is that correct?
I'm not sure. Oh, yes, I have.
Let's read that into the record, because that's going to be a requirement.
Okay. So, for the record, this is the first reading of Bill 125, Ordinance 20-314, Text Amendments to Story County Code Title 17, Zoning Districts E Estate, F Forestry, and NR Natural Resources, which include modifications and clarifications regarding the minimum floor area. Text amendments to the P Public Zone for modification and clarification of setbacks and other property-related matters. Date of the second reading will be February 2nd, 2021.
I think we can follow that up with the approval of the first reading, if that's the intent of the board, with the minor amendment that's been proposed by Kathy to have that included at the time of the second reading.
All right. So if we are all...
I'll take a stab at that.
Stab away.
All right. In accordance with the recommendation by staff and the Planning Commission, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the first reading of Bill 125, Ordinance 20-314, Text Amendments to Story County Code, Title 17, Zoning Districts E, Estate, F, Forestry, and NR Natural Resources, which include modifications and clarifications regarding the minimum floor area to include the modifications suggested by staff at this meeting. text amendments to the public public zone for modification and clarification setbacks and other property related matters. Second reading will be February 2nd, 2021.
I'll second that motion.
All right, there is a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, D.A. Loomis. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
All right, and that brings us to item number 25, public comment. Is there any public comment out there? All right, going once, going twice.
Chairman?
Yes.
If I may?
Yep.
I just wanted to take a moment to again thank all those who applied for those positions on the Planning Commission and maybe suggest that if there are opportunities in the future to form working groups or ad hoc committees, that we definitely keep them at the top of the list so that we can pull them in as their expertise may be useful to us.
All right. Thank you for that. Is there any other public comment? All right. With that, we are on item number 26, and we are going to adjourn all active and recessed boards on the agenda. We will see you all in February.